Welcome everyone to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It's the show that talks about health from all angles. This hour is brought to you by Dr. O'Hara's products, probiotics primarily, that I take every day religiously, and Chia Omega. Get information on both of them or find the products or where to get the products at essentialformulas.com. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. The lines are full, but when you hear somebody hang up, jump on here if you've got a question or a comment. We found a little bit more information about this recommendation we got last hour for finding the mole repelling device. And it's a website. It's an interesting website. It sells tools called harborfreight.com. That's all I know about them. I've looked at the site, and it's seems to be easy to use. They do have a mole. They have two mole devices. One of them is a windmill deal. The other is a solar-powered device that you stab in the ground, and it vibrates every so many minutes, whatever it is. It looks like a less costly, simpler version of the one that my dad used over in Pittsburgh, Texas, in East Texas when he had a problem with them, and it worked. And the report that we got from this listener said that it works pretty well. Here's the good news. It's really cheap. It's $9.99. I can't imagine that it'd be great quality at that price, but who knows? Try it out and let me know what you think. It's marked down from $10 to $9.99. Okay, to the phones, Nancy listening on 660 in Dallas. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me well?
I can. What's up?
We have a Bradford pear that is rather large, and I had heard that we could actually remove the limbs down to the stump and regrow it. Does that sound like reasonable?
Well, you can do that. I think, I'm not positive, but I think that the Bradford pears are bred or grafted onto a calorie pear.
Uh-huh.
And so if you cut it all the way to the ground, the shoots that come up, those base shoots, will probably be the calorie pear. Now, that's good news and bad news, depending on who you are. I personally like calorie pear better than Bradford pear. It's the mother plant that all the ornamental pears were bred from originally. It's more of a open growing character. In other words, it has a softer shape than the Bradford, you know, with that real upright branching. It has the real beautiful white flowers, just like the ornamental pears in the spring. And it tends to have prettier, more consistent red fall color than the hybrids. The only negative is it is well-armed. It has thorns.
Oh.
And some people don't like that part of it.
Well, the stump would still be, I mean, probably 6 feet high that the new limbs would be growing out of.
Well, that'll probably be the Bradford pear, the top part that you get. The answer is yes, that's a possibility. It's a way to go. I'm not a big fan, even though I used to design them into every project I designed almost. I used, but I haven't for a long, long time. I don't consider it a very good quality tree. I would consider the calorie that would come from the root part of the plant to be a better tree.
How do you spell calorie?
C-A-L-L-E-R-Y, calorie pear. And it's in all my plant books because I've promoted it for a long time. It hadn't caught on that much in the landscape industry, so I don't know how easy it would be to find.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's great. Thank you so much for your information. It's a great program.
I appreciate the call.
Okay,
talk
bye.
To you. Let's go to Mike, Mayer, Arizona, listening on the Internet. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Howard. On the subject of gophers, once again, just like I had for snakes, my cats keep the gophers down.
Yeah,
matter of fact, the gophers have all moved down the street.
That's good.
You know what noodling for catfish is?
Yeah, yeah.
They noodle for gophers.
Well, that's
I've caught
good.
My cats out there with one paw in the gopher hole waiting for the gopher to come along.
Well, that's good. Some people have cats, and I'm sure that can help. Other people can't have cats around for various reasons, but that is another angle that's an interesting one.
Well, now if you're really good with dogs, you could train a chihuahua.
Well, I've heard other people talk about dogs, too. Somebody called in one day, and they said they had, what's the little white one that jumps so high? Drawing a blank on the name of the breed, but they were saying that their dog was really good at getting down into the mole runs quickly and taking care of the moles at their place.
Those,
Jack Russell Terrier.
Those toxins should be good at it.
Yeah.
They're bred for badgers.
Yeah, probably would. Jack Russell Terrier is the one that I got a call about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're real enthusiastic about anything they go after.
That's exactly right. No, that's a good tip, Mike. I appreciate it.
Okay. Take care now.
Talk to you later. 866-444-3478. Vince, listening on 660 in Berryville. Hi, Vince.
Hi. How you doing, Howard?
Doing well.
Hey, I planted an apple tree in the spring, and I was reading a book that they said the Italians will bend the branches out horizontally and tie them out so the plant will get more sun and produce more apples. And I was wondering, what can I use to tie the branches out that's not going to cut into them and damage the bark on it?
Well, they're right to a degree there. The people that grow apples commercially train them on arbors, and they simply train like a grape arbor. You know, they have stakes, and then they have wires going horizontally, and they use these little plastic devices that you can buy. You can do a web search and buy them. Some garden centers will have them. It's a black device that loops around and snaps together, so you can hold that branch on that wire that's going out on that arbor. So that's one possibility. Other people will put one of those devices like that kind of attaches loosely. You could use the green tape that you can buy in any nursery. Just don't tie it real tight to the stem. Just loop it around and put a rock or a piece of metal or something that would hang and pull the branches down a little bit. But I'll get
that's a good idea.
Yeah, but I'll give you a little bit different approach on that. Actually, the limbs on most fruit trees, and I would say apples are in this category. Plums are for sure, and pears are also, but we don't prune pears very much. But the most productive you can make a fruit tree is to have as many branches as possible growing out, not horizontally, but at a 45-degree angle.
Oh, okay.
Those will be the most productive of all. And some of the commercial growers that use the arbor, they're actually training them at that angle, not out at a perpendicular angle to the stem.
Okay. Thank you very much, Howard.
Good luck. Send me some pictures of whatever you figure out to do.
Okay. Thank you.
Talk to you. 866-444-3478. Let's go to northwest of Philly, listening on 990 there. Hey, Joe.
Hello, Doc. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing up there? How's the weather in Philly?
Today is beautiful. Sun's out, temperature's middle 60s, gorgeous.
That's great. Do you have any fall color much yet?
Oh, yes. I was up the mountains yesterday, and even around here, we're getting the reds and the yellows coming in.
That's great. One of my golf buddies is leaving on a trip, ending up there. In fact, they're from Philly, from Pennsylvania, He and his son are doing a road trip, and they were hoping to see some good fall color.
They will, but it's not real bright, but it's starting.
Good. What can I do for you?
All right. I have a fig tree. It's a Turkish mountain fig.
Right.
And last winter, really, it was disastrous for it. Every limb was dead. Over the summer, it's come back, and I have sprouts about 3 feet high. And I want to know what to help it with.
I tell you what, you broke up there, John, and we got to take a break. Anyway, let me put you on hold, and we'll talk about your fig trees and what else you have on your mind when we come back. It's Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Website, dirtdoctor.com.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes.
Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
We are back with Joe up near Philly, and we were talking about his fig trees. Go ahead, Joe. You were breaking up, so I didn't hear exactly what you were saying there to begin with. Well, you're still breaking up. Are you there, Joe?
Yeah, let me go where you could maybe hear better.
Yeah, we got a bad connection there for some reason or another.
I'm on a cell phone, and it's a bad area.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Good. All right. The fig tree.
Yeah, breaking up again, Joe. I tell you what, let me put you on hold. And Matt, will you talk to him off the air and get his information, and then I'll try to help out. But it's just breaking up too much to be on the air there. Let's try that angle. Right now, let's go to Marlton, New Jersey. And John's listening on 990. Hey, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
I have a problem with chipmunks.
Okay.
They're burrowing all over the front and the back of the house, and I'm trying to figure a way to get rid of them that's humane, but I don't want them coming back.
Well, I'll tell you, John, you and I are kind of in the same category. I have a problem with the red squirrel here the same way. It's my biggest pest, and a lot of people that call me, it's their biggest pest, and we don't have really good suggestions for getting rid of them. Chipmunks we don't have, so I don't have any personal experience with them, although, you know, all these guys are in the same category. I tell you, the first thing I would try that has worked for me a little bit down here, two ways to go. One is hot pepper in the liquid form, spraying the areas you want to keep them away from, and or dusting with red hot pepper. You can sometimes go to Asian markets or other kind of markets. Asian markets tend to have this all the time. Big bags of that ground red pepper like you'd use on a pizza.
Right.
And you can throw it around in areas and also spray liquids as well. Sometimes that repels squirrels pretty well. Might work better on chipmunks. In fact, I'd love for you to get back with me and let me know whether it does or not. The other thing that people do on the squirrel issue here is they'll actually set up a feeding station somewhere with corn cobs or something that squirrels love, you know, and actually feed them in a spot that's away from the area where they were doing some damage.
Mm-hmm. My problem, though, is that they started burrowing.
Mm-hmm.
and they're taking up residence in my front yard and around my backyard. And
yeah, well, on that situation, I would try a couple of the things that we've talked about with moles today. One is the products on the market, and you'll probably at your garden centers there find some that contain hot pepper and or castor oil. Those two things are used to repel animals more commonly than any of the other repellents. And the other is this mechanical device that we've been talking about today that's on a stake. You stake it in the ground. It has a little solar panel on top, and every now and then it vibrates and sends a vibration, a sound into the ground. Chipmunks may be repelled by that. I don't know. Be worth
trying. And what was that store, that online store that somebody mentioned?
It's called, it's called Freight Harbor, and they only cost $10. So, get one or two or three and space them around and give us a feedback about how well it controls those pretty little beasts.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Good stuff there. Open line at 866-444-3478. Jerry, listening, if I punch the right side, listening on 660. Hey, Jerry.
Yes, I have a Natural Guard product. It's crawling insect control, and it says contains DE, and it's 85% DE. And other elemental oxides is 10%. And I was wondering if that would be safe to put on my dog's food.
Jerry, it probably would. I've been familiar with the Natural Guard stuff for a long time. Does it have as you look at that label, does it say anything about Fertilome or any other brands on the label?
No, I didn't see anything.
All it says is Natural Guard.
Natural Guard crawling insect control.
Okay. That is.
And it also says it up at the top of the bag, it controls bed bugs.
Yeah. Well, I can't tell you for sure because I don't know who put what in that bag, but I know at one time they were using the amorphous natural diatomaceous earth in their products, and I even know the manufacturer where it was coming from. Assuming that they're still doing that, I haven't had any contact with that company in a long time. That would be perfectly fine and very beneficial to go in your dog's dog food.
Okay, and I had one other thing I thought I would mention to you. I used to have a big dog rescue in Tennessee, and I had flea problems because I was always bringing in dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And on the DE, now I had to go to Huntsville, Alabama to get it, but I bought a 50-pound bag of the food grade DE.
Mm-hmm.
And to put it out on large areas, I came up with the idea of a small leaf blower.
Yeah, that would work.
And I took it. In fact, I had a man to come running into my property one day thinking I had a fire in one of my barns. And but it was
so much was going out. Well, that's a good idea.
Was such a fog, and it doesn't take very much. You know, I just get it in a coffee can and pour it into the side. It wasn't one of these big
Jerry,
ones
I'm going to have to put you on hold and run. I'll be back with you. Howard Garrett back after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. But did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body. And elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay, that mail order place that I mentioned is not Freight Harbor, it's Harbor Freight. I'm the only dyslexic person that can get two words mixed up. Maggie's calling about the same thing, I think, though. That Maggie, what's going on?
Hi. Well, I find myself, frankly, kind of astonished that after all of these years, you haven't stumbled upon Harbor Freight.
I have never heard of it. It's a great find. You've been using them before, I take it.
Well, it's one of those places that has a caveat. Always keep your receipt because stuff you get there always works or it breaks.
One of the two, huh?
So, okay. And if it breaks within 90 days, you can get your money back.
Okay.
So there are some just utilitarian, useful things they have down there that are cheaper than a lot of the big box stores. And then there are other things that I've bought that have broken and had to get kind of creative to get them returned, and I'll just leave it at that. But 90 days is the cutoff. Well, if you buy another one and take the old one back on the new receipt, you know, it's that kind of little thing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's assuming you think the second time around it's going to keep working. So they're kind of in the category of stores like Tractor Supply. You know, they're out there around. Sometimes they're often remote little corners, but they have useful stuff, and it's good to take a look at their circulars every
so time. They have actual stores as well as the mail order
business? Oh, yeah. You'll probably, if you look them up, you'll probably find one within a few miles of where you live.
I've never seen one of the physical stores, so I will check it out.
They have good coupons,
mm-hmm.
and you can sign up online and print up their coupons and all. That's where I get some of the kind of woven soaker hoses and oddball pipe or faucet fittings, and it really is a tool store. They don't have everything like Home Depot, like a hardware store, but they
The site looked like, just tools.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good
tips.
Worth
taking a look.
I think so.
Okay.
Thank you, Maggie. And we've got open line and a little bit more time in the show if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. This gives me a couple – I'm going to take a couple minutes to catch up on a few things. The caller from Philly that we had a bad connection was asking about – he had a quote-unquote hardy fig that dies the ground, then comes back and wants to know how to protect it. That's kind of tough, you know, growing a fig in Philadelphia. It's a little too cold there. We have some freeze problems down here, even though it's a variety that can take it a little bit better up there. A couple of suggestions that I would make, and this is a technique that we use with some other plants. We'll sometimes do this in an area. Somebody also asked me about plant lemons in Northern California. Can you leave them out? Well, it really just depends on exactly where you are and what those nighttime temperatures will get to and which kind of citrus, which kind of lemons you have. Some of them are more hardy than others. But one of the little techniques that can be used, if you're close to being okay with the plant that you're trying to keep through the winter, you can build a little greenhouse affair over the plant with floating row cover, this lightweight spun material that we use to cover rows of crops when we're going to have a dramatic change and a drop in the temperature. It's the same material we wrap around cages of tomatoes in the early spring when we've tried to jump the gun and plant the tomatoes a little too early. And the floating row cover works in a couple of ways. It keeps the wind from blowing on the plant, and so the plant doesn't use its energy to hold itself against the wind. It uses its energy for growth. You know, that's a good thing to do for pretty much everybody. It depends on not that dependent on where you are. And so you can use that same material to build some kind of a little structure with bamboo poles or reinforcing rods or whatever that can be the structure, and then wrap this floating row cover around the plant. Granted, this is more trouble than maybe you wanted to hear, but this works. The floating row cover will give you 4-5 degrees protection from the winter temperatures, and like I said, keep the wind off of the plant, and that really helps a lot. And then the next thing you can do is you can run a wire out and a light bulb and put a light bulb burning under inside of that little greenhouse affair that you've created, and you can give yourself several more degrees protection. Yeah, it's more trouble to do that, but there's not really anything else you can do other than to stay organic. Some people recommend mulching real high on the plants and all. And, you know, I guess if you take it all off as soon as it starts growing, you could get away with that. But people tend to mulch real high and then not take the mulch off. Well, if you do that, you've created the same problem as having soil too high on the trunks of plants, covering that flare and doing a lot of damage. So if you do the mulch thing, you've got to get it off in the spring and get back to having the flare exposed and all that. Using a combination of the two, floating row cover, greenhouse type idea, and the mulch, the combination might give you the best chance of success. Short of that, getting your figs from somebody that's in a warmer place is going to be the only other way I can recommend going. Let's see, Nicola, is that right, in Gallup, New Mexico, listening on KKXA.
Yes, I'm amazed that you put the syllable on the right syllable.
Thank you, sir.
It is Nicola. I have a very simple question for you. this is for my residence in Milford, Texas.
All right.
And we have nothing but old black sticky gumbo dirt there.
Mm-hmm.
Will a red cedar grow there?
Yes. It's going to be hard to find a red cedar, though.
That's my next question. Where can I find one?
You're going to have to talk to the people that are into the native plant business. I've got red cedar in my Texas tree book. You may have already noticed that. And it's a good, I like it. It's a good tree, but it's not that readily available in the marketplace. I would contact the nurseries in Dallas. One that might help you with it would be Rhodey's Nursery. They handle a lot of native plants. They might be able to special order some from you. Some of the other people that handle native plants might be able to do that. Some of the nurseries down in Austin might be a good place for you to check as well.
I've heard of a place in Athens, Texas. I've forgotten the name of it, but they say that he has all kinds of trees down there. I just wondered if you'd ever heard of him.
Well, there's a big grower in Athens. In fact, there's probably more than one. One of them is a golf guy that I know down there. He doesn't grow natives. He's into the cedar, elms, live oaks, red oaks, crepe myrtles, and all that. He wouldn't have red cedar. But try some of those other people, and talking to any of them, any of the tree operations, they might know somebody to give you a tip or can order some red cedar in for you. But I think that's a good idea. It's a cool tree.
Have you? And I can't believe you've never heard of Harbor Freight.
Well, Maggie was giving me a hard time about that, too. I've learned something new today on the show. I always do, it seems.
You ever heard of Smithsonian Magazine?
Yes, sir.
Well, they run an ad all the time.
I don't always take notice of all the ads. In fact, I'm not even taking Smithsonian right now. I used to, but I've never noticed their ad.
Yeah, right near the back, there's about two pages of ads, precious coins and all kinds of crap, and Harbor Freight's usually in there.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling me, and do it again.
Thank you.
Talk
Bye-bye.
To you later. Let's go to Bill in Glen Rose, Texas, listening on 660 AM, The Answer. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. How about you?
Pretty good. Got a question about collecting acorns, live oak, bur oak, red oak.
Okay.
Planting them. Can I plant those directly in the soil, just collect them off the tree, or do I need to do something else?
About the best way to plant them is what you just suggested, Bill. As soon as they fall, as soon as they release, plant them before the weevils and the various related pathogens have a time to get them, because the weevils and some of the other insects really love that fresh protein inside that acorn.
So I actually need to get them off the ground or pull them off the tree this time of year?
Well, if we're doing this, I'm glad you brought it up because it reminds me of something we're doing so we can collect some seed for our members. I have a lacy oak in the front of our office, and it's loaded with big old plump purple acorns right now. And if you touch the ones that are still on the tree and they come loose real easy, that's ideal. That's the perfect time. Second best is the ones that have already fallen into the ground and get them right after they've hit the ground. You know, that's the best way. And with my lacy oak that we're going to make available to the members, it's the first year this tree has really produced. So they may or may not be 100% viable, but they look really good. They're purple when they're on the plant, and after they've been off the plant for an hour or so, they turn brown. It's kind of an interesting phenomenon. But when you plant an acorn, plant it sideways, countersink it down into the organic soil. Organic meaning it's got compost and rock powders and all the stuff we like, but don't put it all the way on the ground. Countersink it so you can still see the side of it and keep it moist, and they will germinate and grow and get started at the right height and everything better than any way you can get an oak tree going.
Great. I could also do that in pots.
You can do it in pots or flats or directly in the ground. Problem directly in the ground and even in some pots is our little friends, the squirrels, helping themselves to it. And to avoid that, you can put fabric, you know, a welded wire or some kind of metal fabric over the surface of the soil after you've planted so that the rodents can't dig in the soil. Because if you allow them to, they will.
Okay, small pots and move them up next season, or just take them out next season and plant them in the ground?
Well, the people that do it on a large scale, and our friend Dr. Carl Whitcomb up in Oklahoma does as many as anybody, he starts them all in flats, and then he'll move them as little seedlings over to pots. But you can do it either way. Whatever, you know, is convenient for you, whatever space you have. Space-wise, it's better to start them all in a flat and then move them to whatever size container you want after that, after they get going.
Great. My second question is about privacy screens.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about Leland cypress versus red cedar?
If you lived in some other part of the country, I think they'd be great. I think here they have too much of a fatal flaw. They get a disease that hits them, that probably starts with unhealthy soil relative to that tree and then takes them down. I'd really rather see you do the native cedars.
Okay.
It's a lot better investment.
Any other thing besides?
Got to run. Let me put you on hold. Howard Garrett back after this. You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor. Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
Concerned about drought? Think Hydrotain. When you're planting new shrubs, trees, flowers, or sod, think Hydrotain. Want to reduce your water bill? Think Hydrotain. After years of commercial use by golf courses, nurseries, sod farms, and top landscapers, Hydrotain is now available to you. Hydrotain allows you to water up to 50% less and maintain healthy, great-looking plants and turf. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain or order directly from Hydrotain.com. That's HYDRETAIN.com.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega, new from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, we're back, and a couple of things. Bill, I think, was asking me there, and he didn't hold on, about other ideas for a windbreak. And real quickly, windbreaks that I have found to be the most successful, and also from a design standpoint, the most efficient, because if you lose a plant from a straight line of monoculture, the same plant, it's hard to replace it and it look good and not look like a snaggletooth. So I tend to like a mixture of things. For example, here in our area, a windbreak of a combination of evergreens and then throw in some deciduous plants too for some spring and fall color, but use live oaks together with some native red cedar, together with some yaupon hollies, together with maybe some of the other hollies, big leaf hollies like Nellie R. Stevens, and then work in some things like Mexican plum and Mexican buckeye and deciduous yaupon for the berries, and in other words, various kinds of things. So you have height changing, you have a base of evergreen, but you have some colorful things thrown in. I think that's a better windbreak. And then if you lose a plant for whatever reason, transplant shock or something happened, lightning strikes or whatever, you know, you haven't ruined the effect because it's a nice, soft look that doesn't have a uniform thing going straight across it. If it has a tooth pull, that it will look bad. Somebody else asked about plants in containers, azaleas. What's the best time to plant them? Well, the best time is as soon as you get your hands on them. As soon as you get them from the nursery, they should go in the ground. A plant's always going to be in more stress in the plastic container than in the ground on the site, because circling and girdling roots will continue to happen and all those things. So if you have plants in pots and you know where they're going to go, get them in the ground as soon as possible. Peggy in Haltom City, I would assume that's what that is. Next. Hi, Peggy.
Hi. I had remembered on your program, oh, it's been quite some time back, some guy called in. He had a remedy for gout. It's like a homemade remedy, and it used club soda unsweetened pineapple juice and cinnamon, but I don't remember what else, and I don't remember the proportions or how to mix it.
I don't either, Peggy. It may have been when we were talking about things with Marty Whittakin, and probably had to do with apple cider vinegar. Do a web search on that, those two things, apple cider vinegar and gout, and apple cider or gout liquid remedies, and I bet you that will come up. That wasn't anything I came up with, and it may have been something that a listener or Marty came up with.
I think it was a listener that called in because he had commented, I think it was like in Tennessee, Arkansas, mm-hmm. or somewhere, a country doctor gave him that.
Okay. Well, if somebody that gave me that is listening and they send it to us again, which usually happens, I'll put it on Facebook and have it available in the website and the show next week. But I don't remember exactly what it was.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Sorry about that.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Let's and one other thing. Somebody wanted to know when to plant a peach seed to grow a peach plant. And it's the same thing. Again, get the peach seed dried off, cleaned off, and plant it as soon as possible. And if you plant in the fall, obviously you're going to need to give it some protection during the winter. The other alternative is to hold it in probably a refrigerated condition through the winter, plant in the early spring. What you're going to get will almost for sure not be what the peach was that you saved the seed from, because we don't know who the parents were. You may end up with a great plant and a great fruit from it, but you just don't know. That's the thing. Somebody else on the mole thing. Well, here's Mary in Maysville, Oklahoma, listening on 660. Maybe has a comment on this mole product. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Yes, I've started using them those back in the spring, and I bought mine at Atwood's, which is a store in Norman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you have them down there, but I also saw several different kinds, and they were more expensive at Home Depot. But so I don't know. Some of the other stores may have them, but they have worked wonderfully for me.
The one you have is the mole chaser specifically?
Yes, and they were $9.95, and they had just stacks of them, and they disappeared pretty fast.
At Atwood's. Well, that's interesting. That's great news, because they do work, and that price is terrific. So I'm glad to get the report.
Well, I just had them in my front yard so bad, and I was setting traps, and sometimes I'd catch them, and sometimes I wouldn't. But I saw these and thought I'd try them, and I just bought one, and I've gone back. Now I have six or seven probably, but they really have worked well for me. Now, there will be a time or two where a mole will get fairly close to one of them, but it may not, and they send off a signal every 30 seconds.
30 seconds, and you can't adjust it with a $10 one?
No, you don't adjust it, but it lasts a long time.
Well,
it's on a solar battery.
Yeah, it has a solar panel on top. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm going to have to run out of here. Had a great time with all of you today. A lot of good questions and a lot of good tips. This mole chaser that's available mail order that costs around $10. Sounds like it works. So if you've been having trouble with those little beasts, try it out and give us a report. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Hope you go there. Check out our Facebook page and enjoy your gardens. And, of course, don't forget to feed the birds. I'll see you later.